WSHIT now returns to live public comments at City Hall regarding the rezoning of the Portillo's on 53rd and Crabapple Street.
Hello, my name is Lisa Ann Whitmer Wagman. I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce, and it's not final till September 18th. My husband will not give me any money. Not one penny. The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me. My dad won't help me. My stepmother won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago, and my dad and Annie Hockhausen, they wrote at Vera French that they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom. I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing. My lawyer is Justin Tidal. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I'm moving down to Texas soon to help the children in Texas.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
We'll be back with more public comments after this commercial break.
I live on 63rd. I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
Hi, you've reached 661 Best to Yo, the commercial break hotline. Leave us a message with your comments, concerns, and most importantly, your questions.
I'm in a little bit of a conundrum. I went and visited one of the women that's not as attractive as me, but is really into me. Seems as if she wants some sort of return favor, but I don't want to. Do I tell her I don't want to, or do I just stop answering her phone calls?
On this episode of the Commercial Break.
Buzz, the big red dog, Woo. That's what's coming to the green household. So barrel full of monkeys in case everybody wants to come over and join us.
Yes.
Yeah, that's straight.
I'll be here.
That's our target demographic. Just went up by 10 years, as Brian talked about. Went up 10 years or down 10 years, depending on which way you're looking at it. They had like a couple of like folding chairs. Okay. And we sat in this living room and we watched one of the final episodes of Home Improvement.
Where were you?
Where were you when Home Improvement ended? No one remembers that.
But
except for me, yeah. Because I remember thinking to myself, I'd so much rather be doing cocaine right now. Do you have any cocaine? No? Okay. Me and your daughter are doing great, by the way. Everything's going swimmingly. We haven't paid rent in 3 months. You think the world would be a better place if people relied more on rationality rather than feelings?
Oh,
this is a tough one.
Yeah, considering the political climate, I need people to be rational.
Yeah, I really think that if there was more, like, I'm such a pragmatic person. I think that
you are very pragmatic.
I think that if you just use your fucking noggin every once in a while, the world would be a better place. I'm not saying don't be in touch with your intuition.
Right, but go with the common sense.
But make your intuition pragmatic.
Yes.
Make it rational.
Yes, correct.
Have a rational intuition.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Here we are! This is Chrissy Hode, Leanne.
Happy holidays.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Out there waiting in the wings or whatever. Ooh. Looking in the windows, waiting for Buzz Lightyear.
Full moon.
Buzz Lightyear, brand new movie coming out in 2022.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes, to infinity and beyond.
I love those movies.
But here's the drama. The drama is that Chris Evans will be replacing Tim Allen as the voice of Buzz Lightyear, the longtime voice of Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Four movies, many minis, lots of cartoons, blah, blah, blah.
Lots of merch.
Tim Allen has been, lots of merch. That's right. I'm sure that, I think at least Tom Hanks and Tim Allen must be getting a cut of the Toy Story Empire.
That totally works into the contract.
Yeah, because, I mean, Pixar was just like a little shitty rinky-dink Apple offshoot when it started, and I'm sure that Tom Hanks, as the biggest movie star in the world for many years, was probably like, well, if I'm going to be in a little rinky-dink shitty movie about toys, then you're going to give me a cut of the back end. That's just how it works.
Yes.
Tim Allen probably cut the same deal because he was the hottest television star in the world at the time with his Home Improvement. But Disney no longer has Tim Allen voicing Buzz Lightyear. Now, the movie is about Buzz before he meets Woody in the Toy Story movie.
Oh, it's a prequel.
It's a prequel. Ooh, and it's like
his origin story.
That's correct. I mean, I don't know. They just pour some plastic in a mold and then send him out. I'm not really sure. But I saw the trailer and now the whole family's excited about it. The family's excited about, and I say the family, I mean my kids, which then means I have to watch it 24 times and be excited about it. Yes. But my kids have been putting Clifford the Big Red Dog trailer on repeat. Now, Jack Whitehall is in the movie, who is a comedian, probably better known, like Jack and His Dad Travel is a show on Netflix that they do, which I think is brilliant. And then, but he's probably best known to people in the UK because he's a big BBC star, or those channels over there, like Channel 4 and BBC. He's done a number of television series, and he's a comedian, and he's very funny. And the shows that he's been in, I like a lot. Now, it's childish, silly humor, but so is the commercial break. So you get where I see my, you get where the sensibilities are coming from. But in the trailer, he doesn't have an accent. Like, he lost the very thick British accent that he had. Yeah, and I thought, that's kind of sucks. Why don't you just let him have a British accent?
Sometimes that's hard to understand.
Yeah, no, I think that's why, and especially since it's for kids, that, you know, the kids may not be able to pick up on what's going on, and, you know, they have words we don't understand, and we have words they don't understand. Whatever. Anyway, Buzz, the Big Red Dog, that's what's coming to the Green household. So barrel full of monkeys in case everybody wants to come over and join us.
Yes.
Yeah. That's straight.
I'll be here.
That's our target demographic. Just went up by 10 years, as Brian talked about. Went up 10 years or down 10 years, depending on depending on which way you're looking at it. But Tim Allen is not in Buzz Lightyear anymore because his political beliefs differ from those at the Walt Disney Corporation, is what some people say. But I actually think it's because his political beliefs may not be palatable to some of the audience. Like, he's in the Milk Toast kids movie that's been, you know, pretty much a mainstay of children's lives for years and years, for decades. And he just believes some things that, you know, maybe the Disney Corporation is like, I don't want to get involved in that shit. Like, I don't care.
What does he believe?
I don't want to get into it because we don't talk politics here on the show, but, you know, he just has some...
Is he leaning right, leaning left, leaning religious?
He's leaning right, but, you know, then some of the things that he says, you know, maybe they don't mirror family friendly. Let's put it that way. I just don't want to get into it because it's just so fucking boring. How many times have we said this on the show? Politics, you talking about politics or me talking about politics, it's fucking boring.
It is.
You want to know why?
It's like your uncle
at the Thanksgiving dinner table for the last five, six fucking years.
Right.
It's like, okay, we get it. You're an extreme. Now you're extreme. Now, you know, everybody hates everybody for every reason under the sun. When the truth is, it's boring that you have no original thought. That's what's boring, is that you have no original thought, that you have the inability to step away from mass brainwashing and have your own fucking thought.
Yeah.
That's what's boring to me, is that it's all the same. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who you are. Extremism on both ends is bad.
Agreed.
It's bad. Life is mediated in the middle, and your fucking thoughts and opinions about everything have become boring. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I don't know. So therefore, and because just that thought alone is fucking boring, we don't talk about politics.
Right,
like, just my own opinion on shit. It doesn't matter. I'm just a dumb shit making a fucking comedy podcast. No one cares what I have to say about Biden or Trump. Or,
they want to hear about people eating sand.
That's right. And they want to hear about the sand people. That's right.
People are demanding.
They say, Brian, teach me about, you know, teach me about mega church pastors and, you know, guys who eat, you know.
Well, you watch the stuff that we don't have time for.
That's right. That's why the commercial break is such a runaway. It's because people go, oh, I had no idea that was going on. Thank you. A runaway hit. The four corners of the globe just all tuning in at one time going, ah, thank God we can put all that shit away.
We love you, Denmark. We love you, Denmark.
And the UK. And for some reason, Iran. I'm not
what?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we get a lot of traffic from Iran. I just don't understand. Do you remember?
They're probably teaching us in schools what is not allowed.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even. Yeah, I didn't even know that the Shah of Iran or whoever's controlling over there, you know, would allow this kind of comedy to reach over there. And I'm not still 100% convinced that it actually is traffic from Iran, because it could be just like, you know, an
re-rallying.
IP blocker. Yeah, it could be an IP blocker that says it's from Iran, but it's really not from Iran. There's a lot of that that goes on. I mean, you can do it on your iPhone. You have a VPN on your iPhone. So if you have a VPN on your iPhone, most people are probably privy to the fact that you can change your IP address. Mm-hmm. And so I find it hard to believe that there are that many people in Iran that are watching us, but or listening to us. But in the Netherlands,
but just in case, what's up, Iran?
Yeah, what's up, Iran? Rock the Kesbah, rock the Kesbah. Shahid, don't like it. Okay, and then Denmark, the UK, Germany, Canada. They're all big supporters of the commercial.
That song just does make you want to dance, though. Rock the Kesbah.
Shahid, don't like it. Dun, 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 dun. Rock the Kesbah. Rock the Kesbah. I would love to go to the Kesbah one day. I think that would be really cool.
Commercial break at
commercial
the Kesbah.
Commercial break, Kesbah 2022. Check it out! We're going to do a tour of the Kesbah. We're just going to run around the Kesbah, and then we'll talk politics. That's where we'll get into it.
Oh, that's a perfect place.
So if you want to hear what we have to say about politics, get on board. Kesbah 2022. Actually, I'm putting that's Kesbah TCB. Kesbah TCB 2022. It's coming to a
we're going to manifest it.
Coming to a
put it on the vision board.
Coming to a Middle East market. Goat market near you. I don't know. So now I totally forgot what I was going to talk about.
We were going down the Buzz Lightyear path.
Okay, Buzz Lightyear, Tim Allen. So they separated. Yeah. So that's the big thing. But it is a prequel, and now Chris Evans is the voice of Buzz as the younger Buzz. So I think that's how they got away with
hotter Buzz.
Yeah, the younger, sexier Buzz. Yeah, let's be honest. Tim Allison.
Tim Allen
hasn't been cool since 1992. I mean, let's be honest about it. Yeah. And I'm not even sure. The Home Improvement, I remember when Home Improvement, the television show for you kids who weren't even born.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Home Improvement was a show about
It was a runaway hit.
Runaway hit for ABC called Tim the Tool Time Taylor. It was the show about a guy who had a show, and the show was about tools. He basically had a shop, and he did this television show about tools. And then he had these kids and a wife and about their neighbor.
And then he talked to the neighbor over the fence that you could never see.
Yeah, there were scenes that happened out in the backyard, and he had a neighbor. And the neighbor, they would only show his eyeballs.
Do you have that same relationship with your neighbor?
I do. Only I can see his face. And he can see my underwear, because I would like to walk out in various states of undress. And my kids run around naked all the time out on the patio. And he's probably like, if you could put that away, I'd appreciate it. Yeah. We got a great neighbor. Great, great neighbor. So Tim the Tool Time Taylor, it was a runaway hit back then. But I remember I never watched it because I was just like I was in my 20s and it wasn't necessarily targeted for me. I think it was targeted for like my dad's age at the time, like 40s and 50s and 60s.
People who were staying home on a Friday night to watch it.
That's right. And yeah, that's right. So I remember that I was dating this girl. We had moved in together, and her parents decided they were going to follow the children. They had retired. They were going to follow the children up to Atlanta. Actually, they went into the mountains. They bought a cabin up there. And anyway, we went up there to go see the new cabin. And I remember there was no furniture anywhere, but there was they had like a couple of like folding chairs. Okay. And we sat in this living room, and we watched one of the final episodes of Home Improvement.
Where were you?
Where were you when Home Improvement ended? No one remembers that,
but
except for me. Yeah, because I remember thinking to myself, I'd so much rather be doing cocaine right now. Do you have any cocaine? No? Okay. Me and your daughter are doing great, by the way. Everything's going swimmingly. We haven't paid rent in 3 months. Facebook changes its name recently, or it's going to change its name to what? Meta.
Like the metaverse.
Brian's going to make a prediction right here on the commercial break. Facebook will not be a relevant social media app in 5 years. It just won't. They just made too many mistakes. And people hate what Facebook has done to them, mm-hmm. regardless of who you are, what your political beliefs or personal affiliations or whatever it is. People hate what Facebook has done to society and to them mm-hmm. personally. And I don't know, I know very few people who actually use Facebook on a regular basis anymore. I know even less people that have it on their phones anymore. Mm-hmm. People have just said, you know what? Fuck that. They're tracking us. They're watching what we're doing. They're listening to our audio. They're doing everything that a company shouldn't do. And I think we gave them so many chances in our head. Listen, freedom is taken away one small bite at a time. And then you just get used to it, right? You just like, you get used to it. And it's like some things that are going on in society today. It's all so crazy for so long that you're just used to the crazy, right? It's like being in a toxic relationship. All of a sudden you just like you wake up one day and you're like, well,
yeah,
I guess this is the new normal, right? You hear that word a lot. So Facebook has bitten away at our freedoms for so long in such small ways that now it's huge and everybody is awake. We're all like, wow, this really happened. And I think credit to this girl who threw these, you know, took all
the
documents. Yeah, mm-hmm. this whistleblower. Because now we have a clear picture that Mark Zuckerberg is a true, like, evil figure. Mm-hmm. He does not give a shit about you or me. He does not give a shit about our personal information. He doesn't give a shit if we get hurt in the process. He doesn't give a shit if democracy actually tears itself down and apart. He may say he does, but he does not. Because Mark Zuckerberg, from the day that he was born, has had a silver fucking spoon in his mouth, and he was richer than God by the time he was 24 years old, mm-hmm. at least on paper. He doesn't care. He just wants to be richer than God. As long as him and his family are okay, he doesn't give a shit about what happens to you or your family. Mark my words. What I'm saying right now is how most people feel. I believe this is how most people feel.
I'm marking it.
Yeah, mark my words as they come out of my mouth.
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah, put it on Facebook. Brian says oh, we have our podcast feed up there. So I'm sure that some kind of program will figure this out and block me from Facebook, right? That's the other thing, is dissenting voices on Facebook get silenced.
Yeah, that's true.
And then people who are actually doing harm to society get a pass because Mark Zuckerberg is too afraid that the stockholders are going to have a problem with it, and that's all he gives a shit about at the end of the day. So change your name to whatever you want to. Change it to fucking Lollipops and Vagina. It doesn't matter. Lollipops and Vagina, that's a kind of a weird name. That'd be kind of a cool name.
Yeah,
the Lollipops different. And Vagina. I was just checking my Pops and Vagina app.
LV.
My LV.
Not just for Louis Vuitton
that's
anymore.
That's right. It's just for Lollipops and Vagina. Call it whatever the fuck you want to. It doesn't matter. It's the same application. They're stealing your information. They're selling it to the highest bidder. And they don't give a shit if other people on Facebook cause you harm, personal harm. They don't give a shit. They're not going to protect you. Ever. There are good people at Facebook that mm-hmm. want to do the right thing, but Mark Zuckerberg does not allow them to. Make that clear to yourself in your own head. It's Mark fucking Zuckerberg at the top who's making these decisions, and that's what's clear about these documents. Mark is in charge. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words, Mark.
Mark my words,
Your Mark. Social media app is going down. Now, you own Instagram, so you'll get a few more years out of it because Instagram's cool. I like Instagram. That's cool. I'm an Insta guy. I like Insta. I like the tick and the talk and the Instagram. I like that shit. So keep that around. Just close down Facebook because no one gives a shit. I have to let everybody know that our brand new sponsor is
Squatty Potty.
I am so excited that Squatty Potty is a part of the commercial break, and I will explain why. Because Chrissy,
yes,
I have had a Squatty Potty for years. I had the Squatty Potty. I think I saw it on like Shark Tank or something.
Yes, and then
I got all excited, or I heard it on Howard Stern, one of the two, or maybe it happened around the same time. But I got so, like, first of all, freaked out that there was actually this
right.
utensil that you would use
to help
under
you
your feet to help you shit, basically. And it's like, wow, there's a utensil. When they first started talking about Squatty Potty, I thought that this thing was going to like help pull the poop out of your ass. I was like, how in the world? Exactly. Does this help you poop?
Right.
But then I saw it, and it's an actual piece of plastic, wood, vinyl, stone looking. They have many different colors, shapes, and sizes to fit your bathroom and your decor. And you put it under your feet, and it helps put you in a squatting position while you're sitting on the toilet.
The ideal position.
The ideal pooping position. And
to get things flowing.
Chrissy, does the Squatty Potty work?
Yes, it does. I've had one for years, too. I love it.
Changed my pooping life. It absolutely changed my pooping life. And I know that this is a funny topic to talk about, but I'm being serious. Like,
yes.
Pooping is an important part of our daily routine. And as you get older, kids, you'll understand that. Pooping is an important part of your daily routine.
It's necessary.
Yeah, when you're 21, 22, you can go ahead and run around for 3 days without pooping. Run around in the woods in your little music festivals without pooping. But I will tell you what, if you have a bad, if you can't poop,
yeah, it's
or
a
have
problem.
Trouble pooping for, you know, weeks, months, years in a row.
Hopefully not years.
Years in a row. I've been shitting 2 years. Then you will feel miserable. And
yeah.
Squatty Potty helps put our bodies in the natural position it was back in the Neanderthal days when we just used to find a bush, squat down, and poop. That's how we were made. That's our natural position. And in many countries besides the United States, this is not a problem because they, like in India, they have a hole in the ground and you literally squat to poop. That's
right.
What you do. In China, similar. They have similar, you know, facilities.
Facilities.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in, you know, some of the parties that I've been to, they have similar facilities.
Right.
But
no,
it works.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And if anybody wants to try it, they've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, I asked about that. I said, what does that mean?
She did. Chrissy was all concerned.
Does that mean you just didn't poop in 60 days? No, they're just giving you a chance to, like, try it out and get used to it. You know, because it is something that's a little different.
Yeah, if you're not used to it, then you have to get used to it.
But once you do get used to it, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it. This is the thing that has changed my pooping life. And now my entire family uses it, including my children. We have a number of Squatty Potties around the house.
Nice.
And yeah, it just works. That's all I got to say. The first, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 times that you use it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to feel a little weird to have something under your feet while you're, it's going to feel funny to have your knees up near your chest
yes.
when you're pooping, but you'll get used to it. And now you can put your phone on your knees and it's closer to your face. So you can reach,
there you go.
That's what I do. Once you get used to it, it's absolutely changed your pooping life. And the good people at Squatty Potty, who we had an opportunity to speak with, want to make sure that you feel comfortable with your Squatty Potty. So like Chrissy said, if you don't like it, send it back in 60 days and they'll refund your money. No questions asked. But it's such an inexpensive way to help your digestive process, that why wouldn't you buy a Squatty Potty?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, for less than a, I don't know,
definitely
a colonoscopy.
Definitely just try it out.
Yeah. For less than a colonic. I've done a colonic, and trust me, it's no fun. So if you want to stay away from the colonics, then get yourself a Squatty Potty. They come in many different shapes and sizes. They have many different colors and textures to fit your bathroom needs.
They even have one that lights up.
They have a Squatty Potty that lights up?
Yes, so you can see.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a nightlight.
So you can check out what's going on. You know, I hate turning on the light at night when I go to the bathroom. Quite frankly, it just like ruins my... I don't know why I hate turning on the light, because then I just put my phone to my face when I'm going to the bathroom. But if I had to poop in the middle of the night, I would prefer to poop in darkness, quite frankly. So I think I need a light up Squatty Potty.
Yeah,
that's
I think
really
you
cool.
do too.
Hey, Squatty Potty, here's an idea. Glow in the dark Squatty Potty. That's what you really need, is glow in the dark Squatty Potty.
For those rays.
Yeah, and I want a cut of the commission, just in case. Squatty Potty is so kind to come on to the commercial break and be our sponsors. They've taken a chance on us, and now we're taking a chance on them. We're letting you know that Squatty Potty is a great Christmas gift. It looks like a gag gift, but it really does something wonderful. And I've actually purchased Squatty Potties for gifts for my family before.
Yeah.
My entire family uses Yes, of course they did.
Yes.
My entire family uses the Squatty Potty because I started using the Squatty Potty. And of course they thank me. You want to know why? Because it fucking works.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got to know. It works. When you put your knees up further and you sit straighter on the toilet, guess what? The poop just comes flowing out. That's the way it goes. And they have wonderful commercials. They're great creative over there.
They do.
This is a great brand. Like, Squatty Potty is just a great brand.
It's a cool thing. You have to have fun with something that helps you poop.
That's right.
You don't have to just have fun with it.
I will make a guess that in 2040, 90% of American households will have some kind of Squatty Potty-like device in their bathrooms, because people will figure out that it's just really good for them. And there's tons of scientific data points that prove this. There's lots of research. You can go to SquattyPotty.com. Squatty is spelled SquattyPotty. So it's SquattyPotty.com/TCB to find out more information, look at their incredibly creative commercials, and get 20% off any purchase when you go to SquattyPotty.com/TCB. That's the code that you use to get 20% off. They are very cheap. Let me tell you this.
Yeah,
it's
that's
very
a no-brainer
cheap
if
way.
You
it's
get no-brainer. The 20% off on top of the
you get 20% off, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a couple weeks worth of Starbucks and you're going to shit like you've never shit before. It's going to be the most wonderful thing you've ever experienced. I promise you.
I promise you. I'm with you.
If you don't like your squatty potty, you can send it back to a squatty potty, or you can send it directly to my house, because I guarantee when you, I mean, we already have squatty potties in every toilet and a couple extra in the closet.
There you go.
And I imagine now that they're a sponsor, we're going to have a couple more. But the truth is, squatty potty really does work. SquattyPotty.com/TCB. SquattyPotty.com. Please use the extension URL TCB. Let them know that we're doing our job. And when you poop tomorrow morning, you can think of Christy and I.
Yes.
Yes. Get that rush delivery. Get that squatty potty into your house. And you'll
thank us.
Yeah. Your pooping will never be the same. SquattyPotty.com/commercial break /TCB. And we want to thank Squatty Potty for being a sponsor.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, guys, I am so excited about our brand new sponsor, Beachbound. Beachbound.com is changing the way that we book beach travel. Here's how it goes. You go to one single location, beachbound.com, and from there, you can book your flight, your hotel, your transfers, and your excursions. Worldwide beach vacations and experiences in one location. Beachbound is committed to building the best beach experiences that fulfill everyone's cravings and curiosities, because the beach is not just a place, it's a way of life, and that is so true. If you give me a choice, the Alaskan frontier, the mountains, the canyons, the deserts, the far-flung locations in the Middle East, I don't care. I don't want any of it. I just want to go to the beach. I want to take my family and or my wife and have a nice fun in the sun, relaxing vacations, and maybe go on a few excursions. You can do it all from beachbound.com. That's beachbound.com. You're bound for passion, bound for discovery, bound for togetherness, bound for immersion, bound for rejuvenation, or bound for encountering the unexpected. You're bound to end up at beachbound.com. That's where you can get everything in one location. They are changing the way that you book beach travel. Seriously, I went to the website. It's absolutely beautiful. That's all they focus on. They micro focus on beaches. Thanks to beachbound.com for becoming a sponsor of TCB, and thank the heavens for beaches. Hey, everybody, it's that time of the show when I remind you to go to www.tcbpodcast.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read the show notes. You can watch the video. You can listen to the audio, all from tcbpodcast.com. You can also get your limited edition collectible sticker right from the website. Drop your information. We'll tell you how to get it. We'll tell you where to put the information, all on the website. One place. No worries. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. If you'd like to text us about show content ideas, you have a question, you'd like to leave a comment, or hate mail. We like hate mail. Send it on to 661-BEST-2-YO. And if you're so inclined, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Follow us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak. Or like, rate, and or subscribe on your favorite podcast publisher, like CastBox, Apple, Google, Spotify. It really does help us. And please, patron our sponsors if and when you have an opportunity. www.tcbpodcast.com for all the information I just talked about. And now, back to the show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making. Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Got me thinking as we were talking about this and we were talking about some other things related to just like, you know, politics and personalities and all this other stuff, right?
Yeah.
What kind of personality are you? We've known each other for a long time, but what kind of personality are you? Like, what personality type do you think you are if you were to take a personality test today?
I think there's the different ones, like the ENFKJ or what, is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about like a more standardized.
I think I'm a little bit of an extrovert, people person.
Yeah.
I love nature. Is that part of your personality?
I don't think loving nature is a part of a personality test, but could be. I don't know. I don't really know. I've taken personality tests for like work before and stuff
me
like
too.
That.
We did.
Was that the StrengthsFinder? Yeah.
Yeah, the StrengthsFinder.
My StrengthsFinder.
I saved mine.
My StrengthsFinder was sleeping.
I have empathy. Empathy is a big one for me. StrengthsFinder was sleeping.
That's it, sleeping.
I had empathy, like extrovert, empathy, people, person, social. Those were some of the ones I remember.
I don't even remember.
I should have brought my habit still. I should have brought it for us today.
They wanted me to as an executive there, as a manager over there. Yeah, I was supposed to then like, you know, there was this.
We needed as salespeople.
Realize your potential through the StrengthsFinder, right? I went through this 12 fucking day course.
It was like multiple days.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And then the managers had to go through more training to, you know, like learn how to coach our students.
Yes.
And we had, you know, those. I don't know if you ever worked in corporate America out there in podcast universe, but if you worked out there in, you know, corporate America, they just do stupid shit to waste your fucking time to make sure you're at the office early and that someone else is getting paid to do some kind of job. And that was StrengthsFinder is one of them, right?
Yeah.
I had to do a bunch of stuff to basically tell me to use my intuition.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That was it. Use my intuition. You know, Jenny is sensitive. Please don't yell at her. Bob, you know, likes money. So, you know, incentivize him with money. Like stuff that you would already know about somebody if you just took 2 seconds to think about it.
Right.
But, you know, no, I had to go through a 12-day psychological evaluation in order to figure that fucking shit out. And then I had to do a workbook. I hate workbooks.
The workbooks.
Anytime workbooks are involved, I'm out. Fuck you, man. So I thought, and another thing I've been hearing from the commercial break audience is, oh, I heard this from one person. So. I heard from one person. I've heard this from multiple people. One of the things that people like about the commercial break, I've heard this, is that we do funny shit about the world in general,
mm-hmm.
but people are also able to get to know us as people, right?
It's That's
not like
true.
We're just doing a, you know, we're not doing a murder mystery case or, you know
right.
true crime bullshit. And it's just about somebody else the whole time. And we happen to be the narrators of somebody else's story.
Yes.
It's our story intertwined with other people's
Correct.
Stories.
Okay. Yes. I like that.
So too. I thought a good way for the audience to get to know us and maybe for us to get to know each other a little bit better was to take a personality
so you can manage
test.
Me better?
Yes. I need a copy of your StrengthsFinder. I wouldn't remember shit about that. I'd tell you what, the reason why I say they knew my strength was sleeping is because I was late to that thing every single morning with a different fucking excuse. And you want to know why? Because I was out with you the night before drinking. That's why.
True.
I hated that shit. I hated it. I remember I hated that shit so much. I was like, God, this sucks. And it went on for the whole day. It was like 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Oh, my God. And then all
they
I wanted
had, like, corporate people specifically dedicated to go around to different offices and do this.
That's right. And if it wasn't for the fact that I thought one of the trainers was cute, like one of the.
Remember her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked her, too.
Yeah. We were both into it. I'm into girls. I'm into guys. I don't
Whatever.
Give a shit. All right, so there's two different personality tests. You take one, I'll take one.
Okay.
We may have to do this in two separate episodes.
Okay.
Because there's like 100 questions here.
What?
Yes. Now, we're going to try and have as much. I know.
I need a workbook now.
Yeah, I know. We're going to try and have to make as much fun with this as possible. So, you know, stick with it. This isn't just going to be me repeating questions to Chrissy. We'll stop. We'll talk about it. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
You're going to take something called 16 personalities. 16 personalities.
Okay.
Okay, I hope you only have one, but we'll figure it out.
We'll see.
Okay, you regularly make new friends. Now, here's how it goes. Are you neutral? Do you agree? Or do you strongly agree or disagree, right? So it's either neutral, strongly agree, or either neutral, agree, or strongly agree, or disagree or strongly disagree. You get it? It's like a scale, right? Okay. So just tell me if you strongly agree. You agree. Okay. You generally agree.
Generally.
Okay. We'll put you generally agree. Do you spend a lot of free time exploring various random topics?
Yes, I have a phone. So
I was going to say you're on the commercial break.
Yeah. Yes.
I strongly agree with that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Strongly agree?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Sure.
Strongly agree. All right. Seeing other people cry can make you feel like you want to cry also.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. Strongly agree or just agree?
Well, like it's not that I want to cry too. It would just be that I wanted to stop them from crying, and how can I help?
Yeah, I just want to smack them. I just want to hit them.
No, I just want to help.
Okay, we'll say I agree. How's that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This reminds me of something. So there, I've been here at forever and late nights editing the show and doing stuff for the show. And every once in a blue moon while I'm editing, I'll go to YouTube and I'll look for, you know, good live performances of music that I like.
Uh-huh.
And so I started getting into like a series of songs that were just like super big ballad songs. Like, who's the girl who sings the song, you know, so let them laugh while they can.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
Is that Margaret Price?
No. It's
Musgraves.
No, it's not Casey Musgraves. It's, I'll think of her anyway. But then like Adele. Who's the other one?
She's great.
Yeah, the French lady. What's her name?
Celine
Dion. Yeah. Okay, Whitney Houston. I started getting into this series of songs that were all like tearjerkers, right? Like you could think of like an,
that's think hilarious.
Of like a squirrel
picturing you
hurt
in
on the road, and I'm like,
I'm picturing you in the studio late at night, listening to Celine Dion.
So I thought we should do an episode. Which songs make you cry?
Okay.
Now, here's what I would like to do, and I'm working on this right now, and I'm putting this on air because I think this might be able to help my my prospects, is that I need permission. Music, playing video, audio is one thing. Usually I'm okay with that as long as I give credit. I'm critiquing that work, right? I'm making something new out of it. But songs, fuck that. People will come after you. Yes. And we've had videos that and videos that have been demonetized.
Hasselhoff comes to mind.
Knocking at our door. He wanted to make money off us. He's like, not only can you not use my song, but if you do use my song, I'm going to run commercials in front of it and I'm going to get paid. And I was like, fuck you, man. So I am reaching out to the publishers to ask them if it's okay if I use a snippet of their songs in this particular episode.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. You often make a backup plan for a backup plan. Well, that's a rather specific question.
I do not. I disagree.
You strongly disagree?
Sure. Yeah, strongly. Okay.
You usually stay calm under pressure, even under a lot of pressure.
This is true.
This is true. Strongly agree?
I would go agree.
Agree. All right. Yeah, it depends too for me. If I've got to like perform that night in the bed, I'm like... That's when I make a backup plan for my backup
That's
plan.
That's the backup plan.
I got a headache and I'm throwing up. I've got some Ipecac in the bathroom.
Yeah.
At a social event, you rarely try and introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know.
Oh, no, I do. And I like to introduce the new people.
Okay, so agree?
Agree.
Okay, agree. All right, next. You prefer to completely finish one project before starting another.
Strongly disagree.
Not disagree.
I'm the worst. I have like bags at my house of different projects that I was going to crochet. I was going to learn how to do the Indian art, like the henna art on your hand.
You were going to become a henna artist.
I was going to become a henna artist. I was going to learn how to crochet. I was going to learn to play the guitar. I was going to, I like to start new things. Once the one thing becomes too hard,
we are so alike in this manner. If you want just a small example, do yourself a favor and just listen to the first 5 minutes of the commercial break for the first 100 episodes and listen to how many different things we decided we were going to do.
Yes.
Patreon, the commercial, like the break room. We're going to send you a newsletter. We're coming to a city near you. You were going to do studio tours at one time.
Oh, Clubhouse, Fireside. We're sticking with Fireside. We're now.
We've done okay with that one. Jay Leno's my friend on Fireside, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. You are very sentimental. I think you are.
You think
I am? That's my opinion.
Okay. I would go neutral on that. But yeah, we'll go sentimental.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say you kind of agree.
Okay. Is that an option?
Kind of? There's like a middle like one, but I don't want to confuse it. So I'm not
Marge?
Marge. It's not small. It's not large. Marine Layer, who's a fantastic clothing company that I love. Feel free to come on the commercial. They have not small, not large, but Marge. The in between. And it's the perfect fit for me. It's perfect. I'm on my way to getting fat.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you like using organizing tools for schedules and lists.
I like making schedules and lists. Sure. Yeah, okay. I agree.
I'll put agree. Mm-hmm. Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities.
No.
So I would say
I have confidence amongst many mistakes.
I follow up mistakes with more mistakes. That's how I roll.
Confidently go to the next
one. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation.
That could be maybe.
Neutral?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on if I've had a margarita or not. That's how Jeff and I met.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Struck up a conversation.
You are not too interested in discussing various interpretations and analysis of creative work. So in other words, you don't go to an art gallery and start opining about spilled paint on a canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Once it's, well, I just like, I don't even know what I'm feeling.
It's like looking at it. Yeah.
You are more inclined to follow your head than your heart.
Probably more with my heart.
Okay. So disagree. You disagree. Okay. I'm going to put disagree. You usually prefer doing what you feel like at any given moment instead of planning a particular, instead of doing what anyone else likes. Damn you. No.
Well, I like to say what I want to do and then hope everybody else wants to do the same thing.
No, here's what they're saying. You'd rather just feel it out than plan it. That's what they're saying.
Oh, I like to plan, actually.
Okay, so you disagree with this.
Okay.
Okay. You rarely worry about whether or not you make a good impression on people. I don't give a shit.
No, neutral. I mean, I care, but I don't. And
How you feel about me is none of my business. That's what I've been saying for years, even when I don't really think that. You enjoy participating in group activities.
I do.
Okay. I'm going to say agree.
Agree.
You like books and movies that make you come up with your own interpretive ending.
Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You strongly disagree with that?
Yeah.
You like someone to tell you what the ending is?
Yeah. I want to see what their interpretation is.
I actually like it when I kind of like it when like it can be left open to
when
interpretation.
It's vague.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like I need a finale to it. I need a finish.
It kicks me in the balls every time it happens, but then I'm like, okay, I get it. Okay. Like every single one of Ethan and Joel Cohen's movies, Big Lebowski and which one is the worst? No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
That
I love those movies, but they kind of have an ending.
Kind of. Well, I guess Big Lebowski kind of does. It wraps up a little bit, but there's a lot of like loose ends, right?
I like the loose ends, but.
Your happiness comes more from helping others than from helping others reach their goals than from you reaching your
Absolutely
own.
True.
Okay.
I strongly agree.
There you go.
To a fault almost.
This guy. She goes home at night and she's like, I fucking hate that studio van. Brian won't shut up, but at least I'm helping him achieve his goals.
I like being a part of it.
You are interested in so many things that you find it difficult to choose what to do next.
That's true.
Yeah, so you agree. You are prone to worrying about things that will take a turn for the worst. I mean, who isn't?
Well, right.
Yeah.
I would go neutral.
Okay, neutral. You avoid leadership roles in group settings.
This is a tricky one. I mean, I don't necessarily want to be like the leader, but I will make my opinions known. And I hope that the leader leads everyone else to that way.
But I'm going to tell you what to do.
I was just on jury duty.
Well, yeah,
so
I know.
I almost wanted to be the forewoman. I said I was going to be. But
somebody else voted in.
A stronger person. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even try.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd be like, okay. Yeah. I'm going to put neutral.
Neutral.
Okay. You think the world would be a better place if people relied more on rationality rather than feelings?
Oh.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, considering the political climate, I need people to be rational.
Yeah, I really think that if there was more, like, I'm such a pragmatic person. I think that it's,
you are very pragmatic.
I think that if you just use your fucking noggin every once in a while, the world would be a better place. I'm not saying don't be in touch with your intuition.
Right, but go with the common sense.
But make your intuition pragmatic.
Yes.
Make it rational.
Yes, correct.
Have a rational intuition.
Right. And one that I agree with.
Okay. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say agree.
Okay.
You prefer to do chores before allowing yourself to relax.
Neutral.
Okay.
Some days I feel like doing a bunch of chores. Some days I like to have breakfast in bed.
Yeah. Okay.
And watch Netflix.
You enjoy watching people argue. Strongly agree. No, I'm kidding.
No. No, I don't like to watch people argue at all. It's uncomfortable.
I'm going to put strongly disagree.
And
okay. You tend to avoid drawing attention. I thought it said that you tend to avoid drawing yourself.
I draw myself all the time.
I draw like a little fourth grader. Me and Matthias. He wants me to draw all the time. And I literally draw like little boxy.
I'm not a good drawer.
Oh, I hate
either.
It. Yeah. Kevin comes over and he draws like this wonderful, you know, and he's not an artist either. He just can draw something, right?
Yeah.
And then right next to it are my drawings. And Matthias is like, Daddy, what's that? It's not even a stick figure. It's like a blob figure. It's like, you tend to avoid drawing attention to yourself.
Probably disagree.
Okay. Just leave it right there.
You've seen me out before.
Yes, I'd say you like drawing attention to yourself. I don't know if you like it, but you draw attention to yourself. Well, sometimes.
It's fun.
Not always. Your mood can change very quickly.
Mm-mm.
No, I disagree with this one. I'm answering for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You lose patience with people who are not as efficient as you are.
I don't know about lose patience. I just think they're dumb.
I just murder them.
Yeah, and eat their ashes.
I eat their ashes. Neutral?
Neutral.
Okay. You often end up doing things at the last possible moment. Okay.
I would go
disagree?
Disagree, yeah.
Okay. You have always been fascinated by the question of what, if anything, happens after death. I don't know how this
always
plays into your
fascinated.
Personality. Yeah. I mean, always been fascinated. That's kind of macabre. I wonder what happens after you die.
No, I have not been fascinated with that.
So. Okay. I wonder what happens after you die. Let's find
you
out.
Specifically.
Yeah. I'm going to kill you. tell me what happens. You usually prefer to be around others rather than by yourself.
I like to be by myself.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't
as much
be,
as a
but
social,
I wish I could be.
Yeah. As much of a social person as I am, I do like my alone time.
Okay,
I have to have it.
I'm say disagree. Yeah, no, I need to recharge my batteries.
Yeah.
You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
No, I like theoretical stuff.
Okay, I'll say
philosophy.
Agree. Yeah. Okay, you find it easy to empathize with a person whose experiences differ from your own.
No, I disagree.
Okay. You usually postpone finalizing decisions for as long as possible. We just answered this one. I'd say
no.
Okay. You rarely second guess the choices that you have made.
I do not. Second choice. Okay. Well, once it's done, boom, yes. Mistakes Woo! Be made. And let's go.
I just keep running faster. After a long, exhausting work week, a lively social event is just what the doctor ordered.
No, boo, thumbs down.
No, you don't want to go to a lively
social
event?
No, after an exhausting week, I want to chill.
Okay, all right.
I need to recharge.
Yeah. So you say strongly disagree?
Yes.
Okay. That's funny. I would have thought for you it would have been the opposite.
No.
I would have said strongly disagree because I would have disagreed with that statement.
No, Jeff and I even have a thing we've had for years. It's Fridays are for rest.
Fridays are for rest.
Yes.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Fridays are for resting.
You enjoy going to art museums.
I do. I love them.
So strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings.
No. No. Disagree.
Okay, disagree. You like having a to-do list for every day.
Not every day.
Okay, so like kind of disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. You rarely feel insecure.
Well,
who doesn't feel insecure?
But yeah, I don't make it part of my like everyday.
Okay, I'm going to say you agree.
I try to be positive. I'm a positive person.
Me too. You avoid making phone calls.
I avoid
taking phone calls.
Yes, I would agree. Avoid making phone calls.
You say you agree?
Yes. Yeah, okay. But that's just the culture.
Yeah, that's
just
the culture.
Before that, I used to call people all the time.
I think this is Strengths Finder from back when we were at Clear Channel. We still had phones in our office. Yeah. You often spend a lot of time trying to understand viewpoints that are not your own.
Nope.
Okay. Nah, don't really give a shit. Yeah.
But I'll empathize with you.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. In your social circle, you are the one who contacts your friends and initiates activities.
I think so.
Okay. So agree.
If
your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track as soon as possible.
No.
No,
I go take a nap. Yeah.
You are still bothered by mistakes that you made a long time ago.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Strongly disagree.
It's in the past.
I know.
Past is past. You can't change it.
You rarely contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life.
Yeah. I rarely.
Yeah.
No, I think I like to be in touch with life.
Your emotions control you more than you control them.
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
But disagree. Mm-hmm. You take great care not to make people look bad, even when it's completely their fault. Hell no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, your problem. Yeah. Sorry about that, Bob. Yeah. I just don't give a shit. Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized, consistent efforts.
Yes, true.
Okay. When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take for you to disappoint them.
No. They're going to think highly of me forever.
Okay.
And if they don't, I don't like them. And we won't talk anymore.
That's a whole different kind of personality.
No problem.
You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time.
No.
No. hold on. The commercial break, now brought to you in two separate parts. The first 30 minutes is Chrissy, and the second 30 minutes is Brian. They'll be talking about the same thing. Would that be interesting?
No way. You
did the show for 30 minutes and then
Chrissy
I did the show.
Is it Chrissy takeover and a Brian takeover?
Oh, that might be something we have to do. At least for one episode. I would just be sitting here.
I know. Like,
you'd be like,
let's play some music.
Hey, Brian.
I'll put on fun glasses. Yeah. Woo!
But you can't use music, so it'd just be you, like, listening in the headphones.
Silent disco.
You'd call me and be like, and our first guest is Brian. And our first guest on the Chrissy episode of the commercial break is Brian.
This is Drew.
Co-host of the commercial break. Hi, Brian. Can you do me a favor? You take over and I'm going to do some dancing.
Wear fun glasses.
You believe that pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time.
No.
Of course not. I don't know if it's helping any either. But. You feel more drawn to places with busy, bustling atmospheres than quiet, intimate places.
Huh. You know, I love a good concert and a good, busy, bustling atmosphere, but I kind of prefer more of the intimate.
Okay, I'm going to say that you disagree.
Maybe that's neutral.
Neutral. You know at first glance how someone is feeling. The fuck are you, a werewolf? What?
I mean, if they've got a scowl on their face, maybe.
Who are you, Frankie B?
Or a smile, then that would indicate they're happy.
Yeah, if they have an axe in their hand and they're coming toward me.
They're just stone face.
Yeah. You're stoned. I'll tell you what drug you're on. That I can figure out in the heartbeat.
There you go.
Yeah, I know that one. You're not going to fool me. All right, so I'll say kind of agree.
Kind of.
You feel overwhelmed. You often feel overwhelmed.
No.
You feel overwhelmed.
Right now.
That's a declarative statement.
No.
Okay, I'll say no.
You feel overwhelmed.
You feel overwhelmed. Ah! Okay, improv game. You feel overwhelmed. Ah! You complete things methodically and without skipping over any steps.
I'll skip a step.
This is why my wife won't let me put together IKEA
but
furniture.
But I'm a really good person at putting together that furniture. Yeah, if it needs to be. But sometimes I skip over stuff.
So is Astrid. And that's why the two of you, next time we get furniture, are going to put it together for me, because she won't let me do it anymore, because Brian. I don't think we need step 12.
Jeff does that too. I'm like, look at the instructions. I'm like, that's what they're there for.
I know, but I make a common sense decision that step 12 is not necessary.
It's one thing to skip ahead in a book. Paragraphs, but you can't skip ahead on the instructions of putting together a table.
Who needs the decorative plastic button in the back? You're never going to see it.
You need it.
You don't need it.
Yes, you do.
I always think,
why do you want to be left with extra shit?
I feel like I've done
throw away. Or if you're like, well, what did this go to?
First of all, they give it to you. So then you're really confused at the end. And second of all, I don't feel like I've accomplished anything unless there's extra stuff left over.
No, I need to have everything used.
Nah. You're overthinking things. You are very intrigued by things labeled as controversial.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'll read it out. That's clickbait.
I'm good for clickbait too. Yeah. You can count on my click.
Check out this new controversy. Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. I would love to.
Going on in Clubhouse now. Oh, really? Let me take a listen. Leah Lamar in yet another comedy room. Gotta hop over.
Hey, yeah. Controversy. Prince, yeah.
If you pass along a good opportunity, you would pass along a good opportunity if you thought someone else really needed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, agree. Strongly agree.
I purposely got laid off out of Clear Channel once so somebody else could keep their job.
There you go.
Yeah. I just actually didn't want to work there anymore either. Yeah,
we didn't.
I don't want to make it sound too altruistic.
We quit around the same time.
You struggle with deadlines.
No, I'm good with deadlines.
Okay. You feel confident that things will work out for you.
Yes.
Okay. Strongly. I strongly agree. Okay. Now, your gender is female, I think. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Here are Chrissy Hoadley's personality test results.
Wait, do the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me do a little beep, beep, boop. Oh, wait.
Yep. Tabulating.
Okay, getting Chrissy's results right now. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. This trait determines how we interact with our environment. It's called the mind trait.
Oh.
And you are 52% introverted. 48% extroverted.
So half and half.
Yeah, you're half and half. Great. You're the mildest person I've ever met. By the way, it's 50% down the line. So I'll explain what it means. Energy. This trait shows where you direct your mental energy. It's 59% observant and 41% intuitive.
Okay.
Again, you're 50-50, basically.
Yeah.
Nature. This determines how we make decisions and cope with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You think 40% of the time. You feel 60% of the time.
Okay.
Tactics. This trait reveals how we approach work, planning, and decision making. 44% judging, 56% prospecting. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like you're okay.
Sounds like I'm doing ad sales again.
Yes.
Go get me some prospects.
Now, here is the one I think that really matters.
Okay.
Your identity.
Okay.
This trait underpins others. Kristen Bransford. Are you turbulent or are you assertive? Okay. This shows you how confident you are in your abilities and decisions. You are 80% assertive and 20% turbulent. Oh, I meant that for clapping. So sorry. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Good job, Chrissy.
Well, I'm glad I'm not turbulent.
Wow. That was really, okay.
Was it eye-opening? I'm 50-50 on those things.
You're good. Like, I think you're good here.
I'm good.
You're
like, I'm not a psycho.
No,
great.
You're not a psycho. You're an adventurer. That is your AFP. That's your ASFP.
The adventurer? That gave me the adventurer. I am your, the day that's your of personality the explorer. Type.
Yeah,
the day. And the adventurer.
Oh, are you
yes.
really?
Yes, on many things.
Look at that.
Many things say that I'm an explorer and an adventurer.
Look at you go, Chrissy.
I've got my poles. I'm marching up the mountain.
I've got my poles. I'm whacking off two guys at the same time. I'm crawling up the cock mountain.
That's the adventure in me.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
that's
my God. That's so
that's
good.
That's so funny.
All right. So now I, of course, have to do this.
Yes.
But we don't have enough time for it on today's show. So on the next episode of the commercial right. break, we will record Brian's personality test, a different personality test, though.
Yes.
Not this one.
I wonder, you would know the answers.
Yeah, because then it would be boring to everybody who just heard it. So yes. I'm taking a different but similar personality test. It's given by a different company. Yeah.
Similance.
I wanted to give you one more thing before we go today. Okay. One little treat at the end of the show. We don't usually do this. We usually go right into the right into everything. I found this on the internet. I showed Chrissy the video before we got here. Listen to this lady. Yeah. She's gonna explain to you what's going on in her neighborhood. This is an apartment complex. This lady is standing on the second floor balcony. She's watching a neighbor in the building across from her on the other second floor balcony.
She's filming it.
Now, it's an apartment complex, so it's just two stories. You got a balcony up top, and you got a balcony underneath the balcony below this. Now, listen to this.
So we moved into this apartment complex a couple of months ago, and my neighbors across the way from us let their dogs just poop on the balcony instead of walking them.
OMG.
Yeah, first off, OMG on that.
A couple of months ago. And my neighbors across the way from us let their dogs just poop on the balcony instead of walking them. And instead of throwing the poop away, they just throw it off the balcony. It's disgusting. I don't even know. Like, I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do?
It's so gross.
You go directly to the management company and you say, kick these people the fuck out of the building. How do you not go straight to the management company and say, kick these people out of the building? And this lady is not throwing it over the balcony into some, like, you know, into the woods.
In the yard.
She's throwing it into somebody else's balcony.
Yep.
And by the way, I don't
that's inexcusable.
Judge a book by its cover, but this lady looks like a lady who would be throwing poop off of a balcony after she refuses to walk her dogs.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting,
that's
man.
That's lazy and terrible.
That's the problem with the United States of America right now. And it all started with Jerry Springer. Or Phil Donahue or one of those guys. But
he was an instigator.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can you believe it?
I'm gonna send this to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Totally. There I am.
There you go.
On the message
board.
Send it
to yourself. Yeah. On the message board. Send it on the chat app. Send it to 661 best the number 2 and YO. Okay, here's what we're going to tell you. Moon Cheese Siete Chips have been sending us free shit for the studio.
Gosh, so snacks. Good.
It's so good. So thank you to Siete Chips. They've got many different flavors. You can go to tcbpodcast.com. You can order some Siete chips. There's a special URL there if you feel like using it. They're not a sponsor of the show. They literally just sent us free shit.
And it's very, very good.
It's very good.
Delicious.
And then Moon Cheese is the same way.
Oh, my God.
They're not a sponsor of the show. They just sent us free stuff because they love the commercial break. And
that
Moon Cheese
is really good. Oh, I had the pepper. I think it was like the cheddar pepper or something.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Oh, my God. It's
they're like a cheese
cracker.
Cracker, yeah, in a little ball.
It's like dried, it's like crunchy cheese, but trust me, I may not be making it sound appetizing, but it's very good. My wife uses it as croutons on salads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Please. So go to Moon Cheese. I think it's mooncheese.com/TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com. There is a special page there with all of our sponsors, special URLs and codes for discounts and to get free shit. Please patron those people if and when you have the opportunity.
And signed up for Patreon. We'll be bringing that back.
Sign up for Patreon. We're not there right now. But if you want to pay the $5 a month, we'll happily take it. Oh, my God. Thanks again to our good friends, Valentina and Catherine and Calvin over at CastBox, castbox.fm. You can go there, download the app, and that can be your podcast publisher. Not a sponsor of the show. Just like them very much. And tcbpodcast.com is where you go. Read all the show notes. Find out more about Chrissy and I. Read. Listen to all the audio. Watch all the video. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. @TheCommercialBreak on Instagram. Please like, subscribe, and follow. Please like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast publisher because it helps us out. I don't know how, but it will. Thank you very much. And Chrissy, what else can you do today?
That's it.
I think that's all that we can handle. Best to you.
Best to you.
I love you.
I love you.
When we love you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say
bye.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.